Now then, we're here with today's phone-in, and we are back. It's lovely to be back, and we have a special guest. What we're going to do on Wednesdays is we are going to be slightly more political than normal. We're going to get a political character in, a councillor, maybe even parliamentary MP, and that sort of thing. So that's what we're going to do. And our first one back, since we've come back with the phone-in, our special guest from the council is the one, the only, John Gilbey. Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon now it is, yeah.
Now, you are... Just give us a title role, because it's something to do with roads. That's all we know, isn't it?
I think my full title is listed as Executive Member for Resources and PFI Contract.
That's a mouthful, isn't it? It really is. So you're just a man that helps out with the roads.
Basically, yeah. It's just a nice way of putting it, I suppose.
How long have you been doing it now?
I suppose since the independents were elected, it's probably 18 months now down the line we are.
How's it all going?
It's good. It's interesting. It's obviously where I've not been involved in local government, especially at this kind of level before. I've been a town councillor for many years. I'm Mayor of Shanklin as well. Totally different ball game.
Mayor of Shanklin as well? I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Crikey. So you do a lot of work then, a lot of hours.
I do, as well as my full-time job as well. I've got a restaurant in Shanklin that I've run for 24 years, so yeah, I'm quite busy.
So the one thing that people should know about you is you're passionate.
I am.
And you really want to make a difference, and you work long hours, and sometimes people should give you a break.
Yeah, they do. I mean, like I said, I do what I do because I want to do it. And the main reason for me being elected, thank goodness for the people of Shanklin that obviously elected me in the first place, was because I wanted to do something that's positive and good for the island, and I want to represent the people of Shanklin at a higher level, which is hopefully what I'm doing.
Fantastic. I mean, so this is the second time you've come in. We did something, I think it was probably about 6 months, maybe even longer
than
that.
We did, yes.
And it's almost like gives you a chance to, and Island Roads, to sort of get really, really stuck in. Because I know that there were problems at the beginning. There were photographs posted here, there and everywhere. And yes, it was amusing. But at the same time, it was kind of damaging. So where are we now? Are we then pushing the damage away and now... Things are beginning to look a lot better than they were.
I think the first year from the PFI contract point of view was always going to be difficult. I mean, the contract is massive. It's a £500 million contract. And there's a lot of things that were actually put into the contract and a lot of things that weren't in the contract that we're actually just starting to tease out certain areas where things that should have been in aren't and where things that actually are in probably shouldn't be. So there's a few tweaks going on at the moment, and that will continue throughout the entire term, which is 25 years of this contract. The first 7 years of the contract is mainly to get all the roads and the infrastructure up to a standard, a level, and then after the 7 years, the remainder years of the contract will be to maintain it for that period of time. And hopefully by then, we've seen a lot of work being going on relating to roads, especially in lights. New lighting systems have been going up, and signage and various bits and pieces, pavements, drainage schemes. They're all starting to come up, and hopefully things are starting to get a little bit better now.
Let's be honest. I mean, some of the roads that we've heard that have been done, people are very, very positive about. Obviously, we've come to the roads that maybe should be done. Can we tackle, first of all, why in this kind of order? Because there will be people that say,
sure,
well, hang on a minute, that's not the most essential road to do. But obviously, there must be a reason why they're being done in the order that they are.
There is a logic to the way that roads are done. It's not just a haphazard, pick out a road and go and get it tarmacked. Well, I should use asphalt, actually, because tarmac's a brand name. But what happens is every single road on the Isle of Wight was scanned by a machine which goes down to around about a metre in depth. So when that machine comes back, all the data is then put onto a computer, and then it's analysed by engineers to look at basically not just the surface of the roads, but also what is the underlying situation regarding what kind of base there is under these roads. Now, a high priority would be given to any areas of roads that see any deterioration in the base, because obviously subsequently that's going to affect the surface at a later date as well, which would actually cause a failure in the road. So what happens is they would then go in and actually take a priority, and the fact that these roads that do have a base problem need to be done first. So they're basically rebuilding the road from the base up to the surface. And these are the roads that they've done first as a priority. There's areas of road, as you've rightly said as well, that people think, well, hang on a minute, there's a pothole down the road and there's this and then that, which I understand, and there's a logic to say, well, why don't they resurface that? I can understand that. But the reason why that road was probably not done as a priority is because the pothole is a surface layered pothole. There's nothing wrong with the base of the road itself. So they may well go back to that road and think, well, we'll put a repair patch in that, and we will go back at a later date to resurface that section of road as of when the contract sees that we need to do so. But most of the roads that are deemed to be at risk from a base problem within the road structure will be surfaced as a priority. And then secondary roads, which aren't quite as bad, will be then taken as a second priority. And then we go back to the question is, why are they doing side roads? Why aren't they doing main roads? Again, this time of year, part of the contract doesn't allow Island Roads to do any major routes during the summer holidays, obviously because of the increase in volume of holidaymakers, tourists on the island, which virtually doubles the population of the Isle of Wight, which could absolute havoc, which is also one of the reasons why some of the works are carried on at night, so that it doesn't actually affect the people travelling from work, etc., etc. But a reason why some of the side roads are actually done before some of the main routes is, on the island, unfortunately, we don't always have an alternative A or B route to a particular way in or out of an area. So what they actually do is they make sure that the secondary roads that they're going to use as a diversion are up to a standard that can actually cope with the additional traffic that's going to have to go on them when they actually shut a section of main road.
That makes total sense, actually, doesn't it?
And it's just little things like this which people don't necessarily understand. Mm. But once it's explained, people think, well, OK, I can kind of get that.
Well, you get it, Bex.
Yeah, I do.
But how is... I mean, you didn't know that until John actually explained.
No.
So where is that information available?
Most of the information is available on Island Road's website, and it is actually quite a good tool for people to have a look at. If they actually go on there, they can log on with their postcode. Once the postcode's logged in, it will come up with an area map of their location. And then across the top of the bar, there's certain items that you can click on, as in highways, lighting, footways, drainage. And they've each got a different colour line that they can overlay onto that particular stretch of the map. And then if you click down onto the individual maps in the locations, you can actually expand a view, which would give you a rough date of items that are going to be done and the time scale that they're going to be done in. So if they're going to do a section of highway, if you click on it, it might come up and say September, October 2014.
Yeah.
But obviously those dates are due to change. Weather conditions obviously affect times and dates as well. But it just gives people a rough idea of when their roads are likely to be done, when lights are likely to be done in their road, if the footways are likely to be replaced and when, and drainage schemes, what drainage schemes they've got going on in their area as well.
So I cut you off in your prime. I kind of accused you of not knowing what was going on, and you were going to say something. Did you actually know what John said about these are the reasons why the roads are being done in the order
no,
that they are?
I mean, it's like one of those things, isn't it, that when you explain, it's obvious, but it would have taken me a while to sit down and think that one out, you know. So it's good to know, you know.
Who decides it, though? Was it Island Roads left to get on with it, or do you guys get involved
with
it?
Well, no, they are left to get on it to a certain extent, because obviously they have to manage their contract within the term that they have. But obviously, from the council's point of view, we do have an input into the way things are done, and we can move schemes around. There's been a situation in Shanklin that they wanted to resurface a particular road, and I was contacted by a hotelier to say, well, hang on a minute, I've got a full hotel. I don't really want the guys working all night for the next two nights with my hotel being full.
That's fair enough.
So I've had a chat with Island Roads, they've had a chat with the hotel, they've rescheduled it to a date when the hotel's actually closed. So again, some of these items can be changed and moved around, and they're quite happy to liaise with businesses or whoever if there is a major problem. You know, let's see if we can work together and actually deal with this.
Yeah.
And people don't necessarily know that either. They think that it's set in stone and this is what's going to happen on that date. But it's not. If there's an issue, contact them, have a chat with them about it.
I think that's a great thing, because I think people get angry when they feel helpless, don't they?
They do.
Or they feel done too.
Yeah.
But I think if they can talk to you or Island Roads, it's going to help. Definitely.
So communication is the key.
Definitely.
I mean, I've always, you know, felt that about the what my gripes in the past with any council in the past is that, you know, the lack of communication, the lack of actually letting us know. But also that goes both ways, because the argument would be, well, have you actually asked? Well, yeah, we do ask. I mean, we got you in. That's the reasons why. You've explained it. Do you want to move on to something juicy now?
Go on then.
Which one do you want to start with? Let's start with Totland first of all. Does that come under your jurisdiction?
It does. It comes under Island Roads to a certain extent, but mainly it's Isle of Wight Council as well.
Can I chuck something at you?
Go on then.
And I don't know. I think we mentioned this earlier on, and you were outside. You may have caught a bit of this. Last year there was obviously the weather was horrendous. There was a place in I'm not quite sure where it was, but Bristol somewhere like mm-hmm. that, and the train track actually fell into the sea and so
yes,
on.
Yes, it
so
did.
Forth.
Yeah,
there was massive amounts of funding found, mm-hmm. and you know we're talking millions and millions of pounds. Within 6 weeks, it was up and running again.
Yeah,
and you think right, okay, they found some funding for that. Mm. You know, Totland is extra special. It's the Isle of Wight as well. You know, we should be a special case. Anyway, what are the chances of us getting some funding for that like they got for theirs? Because that wouldn't have come out of council.
No, I wouldn't have thought it would have. And we are looking at government funding as well. It is a difficult situation, as everybody is aware. You know, we've had reductions in our funding from central government to the Isle of Wight Council to the tune of £28 million for the next 3 years. I mean, it is an unbelievable amount of money that we actually have to look at and think, right, what are we going to do without it? And what can't we do that we are doing now that we actually can't afford? So from a financial point of view, the council, if it was down to money and we had the money, we'd probably be over there and it'd be done by now. The simple fact is we don't have the finances to be able to put or throw large amounts of money at that. So we have to look at alternative funding routes, some of which are done through the government bodies. There's actually a fund was set up through central government called the Belwin Fund, which allows councils or areas to actually put in requests for help financially because of obviously flood issues that have happened. And we're just actually waiting to hear back about some amounts, if possible, that we might get something to help areas like Totland as well. But I mean, that again, massive geographical failure. And as you've rightly said as well, central government doesn't necessarily look on the Isle of Wight particularly favourable, for whatever reasons, I don't know. Mm. I mean, we are surrounded by water. We are unique in the fact is we are an island, surrounded by coastline, surrounded by water. Natural erosion is going to occur. But why do some of these services that we're looking at possibly cutting come under discretionary? They should be mandatory.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the landlocked areas. Look at Manchester, Sheffield, Leeds, places like that. They've got their funding cut, but they don't have to provide beach cleaning.
Mm.
Parks maintenance like we do because we have the tourist seasons, etc.
Yeah.
So why don't we get extra funding from the government because we are where we are? I don't know. You know, and that's something I think that needs to be picked up with central government and possibly with our MP to say, look, guys, you know, we need some money. We can't carry on having these cuts sent down from central government because at the end of the day, we actually will reach a point where we actually can't do anything anymore because we're trying to maintain what we have.
So whose job is that to go and get the pockets of funding and stuff like that?
Well, we have people in the council that do try and do that. I mean, Bill Murphy to do with the Undercliff, and he's our licensing guy for the planning, etc. Very knowledgeable man. And he does a lot of information to the planning department to do with this kind of stuff. So something is going on about it. But we need to scream more, you know, and I think people need to realise that it's not just the council that needs to scream. I think everybody needs to scream about it a little bit more.
Is it a case of people will scream at the first thing, the first people they think of, you know, rather than, you
yeah,
know,
they will.
If now it's a case of, hang on, start screaming at your government because, you know, they made a difference over
they
there
did.
In Bristol, wherever it was, and we could do exactly the same thing.
I mean, look at the pier. Over in, what do you call it, that just got burnt down. You know, the money was handed out. And you just think, well, hang on a minute. We lost Shanklin Pier how many years ago?
1987.
Yeah, Ventnor's gone.
No one batted an eye.
Where was the money from central government for that then?
Yeah,
why
absolutely.
Why can't we have any money? You know, I mean, even if we just had, I've said it before. Even if central government were to say to the Isle of Wight and say, okay, guys, we understand you're surrounded by water. We understand that you're in a unique situation geographically of where you are and the problems that you've had, especially this year with the weather and et cetera. You know, if we were to say, well, we'll give you an extra £1 million this year, that we could do so much with that.
Yeah.
But £1 million from the central government's coffers is nothing.
No.
But they're not very keen on handing it out, I'm afraid.
Okay, just to tie this in and come at a slightly different way, and obviously tie it in with Undercliff as well, some people will say, well, hang on a minute, isn't that what Island Roads money is all about? Mm. Shouldn't they be paying for it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, certain things, like it goes back to what I said, some things are in the contract, some things are out of the contract. For whatever reasons, I don't know. I didn't actually negotiate the contract at the time. But Island Roads will maintain a highway and they will maintain pavements, lighting, etc. Basically fence to fence or wall to wall, everything in between. Undercliff, you've touched on. massive, massive issue down there. I mean, it's a horrendous position to be in. And the people that live down there, my heart goes out to them. You know, it must be awful to lose your house in that kind of situation. And it'd be lovely to be able to go in there and say, right, what we'll do is we'll rebuild the road, we'll do this, we'll do that, and whatever. Well, one, we don't have the finances to hand to do that.
Mm.
And secondly, to be honest with you, Island Roads had a scheme in place to hopefully retain it, but the schemes of Island Roads doesn't go down to basic geographics of the area.
Mm.
They only do infrastructure.
Mm.
I mean, it is horrendous. I mean, if there's an alternative route, I mean, from last night's executive meeting, there was some money that we've earmarked to hopefully put something in to help those people down there with regards to access. But there is no quick fix at the moment, and we're exploring a lot of options.
Is it not true, John, that basically it's all blue slipper down there? Coastal erosion is hideous down there, as we know.
Mm.
So is it viable even to try and shore it all up and make it last longer? Or do we have to be sensible and say, do you know what, this is going to happen?
Yeah, I think it's a 50-50 thing. Like you said, you have to be sensible. You have to look at things from a sensible point of view. You know, this hasn't just happened. This has been going on for hundreds of years down there, and it's a known area for this particular issue. And I think everybody's aware of that. But we still have our responsibility to the residents to try and do something to at least help them what the best we can. You know, and at the moment, like I said, we could throw £20-30 million down there, but there's no guarantee that it's going to be a fix for whatever might happen in 18 months, 2 years time. And I don't know that. I'm not an engineer, so I wouldn't want to go into it too much detail. But I think we need to do something down there. And like I said, the options last night were to do something, whether it be a footway of some description, just to give people access, and also a way round for people, obviously, for a route, because it's quite a well-used route.
Yes. I mean, what do you think? Because obviously there's other places that are going to be at risk in the future. I mean, is there anything that can be done? Or do it, you know, like Black Gang? I mean, half of Black Gang's... My grandmother had a house in Black Gang that went years ago.
Unfortunately, the elements, we're never going to be able to hold them back. And because, like I said, geographically where we are, you know, it's always going to be an issue. I mean, there's the cliff path over Sandown Way, I think, was closed down a couple of months ago because of some issues along there.
There's
coastal erosion. It's particularly bad this year, specifically after, obviously, such the horrendous weather of rain-wise that we've had from December right the way through, really, to the end of February. It's 3 months non-stop. But
I wouldn't want your job. I really wouldn't. It's just to say, you're not going to please all those people, whatever you do down there.
No, you can't.
Unfortunately, and say we all feel for them.
We do.
But the sad thing is, it's the nature of the Isle of Wight. Unfortunately, in places where it's just, when it slips and slides, you ain't going to get it back.
It's
impossible. You can throw as much money as you like at it. Sadly, them's the facts.
Yeah.
How many people are we talking about here?
I think there's about 9 properties down there that it's directly affected, and the caravan park, obviously, down there as well, that it affects as well.
I mean, it's tragic.
It is tragic,
but at the same time, I mean, there'll be a number of people that will be thinking, hey, hang on a minute, sorry, you chose to live there, and it's your problem.
And everybody knows what it's like down there. I mean, I wouldn't have bought a house there, personally.
No.
Ever. Not in a million years, because you can't get insurance, and there's a huge risk of that kind of thing happening, and I think most islanders know that.
I think so. So, anyway, that might crop up again, and we've got some questions to ask you from various people. We put this on Facebook yesterday. Councillor John Gilby is coming in with donuts tomorrow as an update. We didn't know you, we just put that in for an update on the roads. Come on, be positive. Which roads are far better now? Which roads still need a lot of attention? So, we've got Penny saying Park Road in Cowes is good. The seafront is like a mini roller coaster ride. So, if Penny's listening now, what can we say to her? How does she find out when that road is going to be done?
Well, prime example of that is the website that I've just explained. If you actually go on there, punch in your postcode. So Penny goes onto the Island Roads website, punches in her postcode.
Sorry, you've gone off mic there, John. You've got to be around the front.
Yeah, I do apologise.
No worries.
If Penny goes on the Island Roads website, punches in her postcode, and it'll come up with her location map, and then she can click on carriageway, and then under carriageway it will actually show, like, I think it's a blue line for carriageway,
right?
And then if she clicks on that, I think left mouse click on that, it'll expand a box and it'll give her some idea of the time scales that they're looking at resurfacing those particular roads.
Okay, so I've got the website in front of me.
Yep.
islandroads.com.
Yep.
And I need to, where do I need to, I'm on the homepage, so where do I go from here?
There should be a box up to the right hand side where it says postcode.
Works in your district?
Yep.
Would that be it?
Yep.
Click on that and I just put in the postcode.
Yep. Put in the postcode.
Oh yeah, simple.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the postcode is for cows, do you know?
Haven't got a clue.
P.O. You won't know
no.
either.
Okay.
Someone will tell us anyway.
Yeah.
We'll check that out in a moment.
Okay.
Ruthie says, hi Ian, the Gatcombe Road is fantastic. Some of the roads out West Wye and Arrowton are horrendous. So again, if you want to know when these roads are going to be done, do you know of any
off,
roads that off
the top,
the
of,
top of
my head, I think Arrowton, for one, is quite soon.
Right.
I think they've actually marked that out, and there's some distance markers on there, I think. But again, the website will give you an idea of timescales on that. And if you're concerned, and if it's imminent, 9 times out of 10, you should get a leaflet drop. If it's going to be in the next month or so, then normally it'll be available on the website, and you'll be able to see for an update on there.
Okay, and Josh is with us. Now, Josh, you've got your super-duper phone, so maybe you could check out on your phone there. We want the postcode for cows, all right? So we want to punch that in. He's on it, see? Technology. He doesn't fear technology. Tim says, not just the roads, as someone that is new to getting around in a wheelchair, pavements in East Cowes are treacherous. Oh, and the roads on Adelaide Grove in East Cowes are awful, considering it's a main bus route to Newport.
Again,
we all look at you as if it's your fault.
I know. Hey, I don't mind.
Well, you've got to save yourself.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. It's one of those things again where, you know, it's information and people want the information. It is available out there, and you know, I've always said I'm quite a hands-on guy. And if anybody has an issue, I'm happy to come out and have a chat with them about a problem that they've got. I'm not one to sit behind a keyboard and send emails out or pick up a phone and rant and rave down a phone to somebody. I'm quite happy to face-to-face and have a chat, deal with any issues they want to deal with. You know, and 9 times out of 10, once people see you and have a chat with you, the situation kind of gets resolved in a way, because they feel as though actually I've spoken to somebody who actually does care. I mean, there was an issue in Godzilla a little while ago. Some chap was... he was driving him mad. There was a drain that was banging and clattering and whatever. Mm. And he'd been on to people and moaned about it. Nothing had happened. So I said, look, I'll pop round and have a chat. So I popped round, had a chat with him. I actually listened to this drain. I think 2 weeks later, I had it all done for him. It was fantastic. And he actually phoned me up and said, you know what? Thank you so much for actually taking the time to come out and caring and listening to my issue. And thank you for dealing with it. You know, so we're not all bad guys. No. And at the end of the day, we are here to help the people of the Isle of Wight. Well, I'm certainly, that was what I was elected to, obviously. I was there to represent the people of Shanklin. But the bigger picture is I also represent every single person on this island.
Sure.
And I will do my best to do that.
Okay. Postcode? Do we sort that out?
PO31.
PO31 for cows. So if I just tap in PO31, will that be enough and it will come up for all the works?
Should do.
For cows. Right, okay. Please note that the works in your district feature is indicative of planned schemes. Oh, here it comes, popped up. It's complicated. There's pictures and maps and things.
Have you got across the top of that screen there? It'll say carriageway.
Yeah, drainage, footway.
Yeah, well, if you click on each one of those, it shows a different line and it'll overlay.
So what are we looking at here? Carriageway?
Carriageway.
Carriageway. Let's have a little look and see what's happening. Oh, yeah, and or highlight it on the map when it's going to be done.
Yeah.
No idea, because I can't see because I'm colourblind as well. The Palance Road and Place Road is going to be done, but there's no date. So where would the date be?
The date, I think you 2014. left click.
You left click.
And it should expand another. I think it should expand.
Okay. But it's all there.
It's all there.
Play with it.
It's
and
all there.
And it does work. Okay, the phone's ringing. I forgot it's a phone in. Let's take a call, don't we? Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon, me old Viennese world.
It's me old mate, Uncle Arthur. Now, you live on one of the worst roads ever.
Has he got asbestos gloves, that guy sitting with you?
Asbestos gloves?
Yeah, because I'm going to chuck him a couple of hot potatoes.
This sounds good.
Go on, we're ready for these hot potatoes. Well, I am.
Well, forget outside my house for the moment, because apparently I've got something called sleep apnea, which means I don't sleep very well at night, because I don't breathe very well. I would have said it's called HGV apnea, a la drain and manhole cover. Yeah? But that's another side of the story. Cast your mind back a couple of years before island roads were in existence over here. Cast your mind back to the surface dressing. Yeah? Has it got quiet?
Yeah, we're all right.
I didn't put his microphone up. That's my fault. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Surface dressing.
Yep.
Right. Ooh, excuse me.
We had some guys appear on the island doing, I love this term, surface dressing. In fact, it's actually cropped up elsewhere on the mainland, and the same problems have cropped up.
Yeah.
Now, I seem to recall at the time, and this is probably outside your brief,
yep,
but the guy in charge of highways said that the company that did this Thousand Island dressing all around our roads were going to put it right at their own expense.
Yep.
Now, I drive almost every day down towards Limbottom Tip, around that road down there,
yep,
aside from other roads on the island. That road has never been dealt with since the debacle of the surface dressing. So if this company that did it was going to be brought back to put it right, it kind of looks like they never did.
Yeah? I mean, from my point of view, I couldn't comment on that because that was obviously 2 years ago, and it was actually obviously nothing to do with me, but I am aware of what you said, because also they had to come back, didn't they? And I think they kind of used a jet wash system up by Barden Vectus, didn't they, across that road as well, because that all went a bit pear-shaped.
But the thing is, I've seen this when I've been other parts of the country, right, in the southeast, on their local television, and I've seen the people saying about this disastrous surface dressing again, yeah, where it's all lifted up.
Yeah.
Now, it can't be a coincidence. There can't be too many people in the country doing this stuff.
No.
It's got to be the same crowd.
Yeah. I don't actually know who did that, to be honest with you, but I am aware of the issue because, like you said, I mean, I drove around in and out of Newport, and I was aware that I remember the whole section of road, actually, up through Blackwater, past Bardens and into Arrowton. One day, I think they actually had to throw sand and stuff down, didn't they? Because it was actually lifting. Yeah. It was lifting and sticking to tyres and stuff.
It was sticking to the cars.
Yeah, I remember that.
To the sides of all the caravanettes going home.
Yeah.
But you know, we was assured that the company that did it would be brought back to put it right.
Mm.
Now, my sort of question on the first side of this hot potato is to you is, when you eventually get to them roads too, you will effectively be putting right what someone else should have come and put right before you.
Yeah.
Therefore, somebody's had the money and ain't done a job.
No. Point taken on that. I mean, obviously from the PFI contract now, which came into effect April of last year, I mean, Island Roads are responsible for every single road on the Isle of Wight now. So regardless of whether or not that road was being either put right or redone by the company that obviously made the mess in the first place, Island Roads would automatically fall liable anyway for the resurfacing if it needed it anyway. But I do take your point on that. And it was just, I mean, from a resident's point of view, again, it's a little bit annoying for things like this to happen that have actually taken 18 months, 2 years to come to kind of notice before anything's been actually done about it.
Yeah, but you see, what they did was they come along and scraped this muck off the surface and left holes.
Yeah, they did.
And all them holes are still there.
They got ruts in them, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I went down towards Limbottom Tip one morning, and an HGV in front of me pulled up, must have been nearly 2 foot of tarmac from the left-hand side of the road on its back tyres and chucked it. And I thought, blimey, and I had to brake, go to the other side of the road to pull round it. I think I phoned Island Roads and said, a lump's just come out of your road surface on the way to Limbottom Tip. And in all fairness to yourself, it had been patched in later that day.
Yeah.
It's out again since, but it has been patched in. You know?
Yeah.
But the thing is with all of this, right, I know there's a certain amount, you can't do everything at once.
No.
But my real point about all this was, if somebody had been paid to do that,
yeah, why haven't they done it?
They clearly hadn't come back and finished it, had they?
Can you now, you know, pull them up? Can you take them to task?
Well, I mean, that's obviously quite an important fact that he's just brought up. Anyway, I mean, those things get forgotten about, whether it be on purpose or no. But what I'm saying is, it's good that you've actually brought that up, because from my point of view, you know, if a road hasn't been done when they said it should have been done, and this is nothing to do with Island Roads, this is down to a different contractor, then obviously we need to be looking towards that contractor now to say, hang on, guys, you know, you did say you were going to be putting these issues right. You haven't done it. Where does your responsibility lay here? You know, and I think that's a good point.
Arthur, okay. Can I ask you a personal question?
Can you, about 4.5 at the moment.
I want to know what your postcode is so I can tap in. I know people know where you live anyway.
PO30.
Yeah.
2JX.
2JX. Because you can
and
do this.
There'll be a big star against that saying, don't go near this area, for Christ's sake.
Because obviously, I don't know whether you're aware, but Arthur lives on the Fairley Road, and sure. Fairley Road is
this gentleman said he's willing to come out. I want to know when he's got an afternoon spare so I can pull his ears.
Arthur, I don't mind you pulling my ear.
You're getting pulled twice because
I don't mind.
Across road sees you,
yeah, listen,
well.
I don't mind.
Because, well, you see, you may or may not be aware, but obviously you are because it's your position to be aware of the what they're going to do down at Island Harbour. And presumably some sort of roadworks are going to be dealt with out the front of and to accommodate this extra lane, which is going to sort of appear from nowhere.
Mm.
You know? Yeah? Do you
right.
know what I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, and the permission's all been granted for the extra development and whatever and however, and this magical lane, this island's going to appear in the road outside there somehow, somewhere. Nobody next explain to us how they're going to achieve this.
Mm.
But moreover, which is the part that I'm worried about, is nobody has actually addressed the drainage issue there.
Mm.
Now, the drainage issue there, if you've gone there, you will know what I'm talking about. And we have had consecutive people up there, and they look at it. We've had everything from riparian issues to blocked gullies to, and it's all total hogwash. I mean, everybody knows what the situation is. My personal problem at the moment is not so much with the water because the sun's shining. We ain't got the rain just yet. But, oh my God, there's so many manholes there.
Mm.
And every HGV that comes down there, bearing in mind they are over 40 ton now, with these little small wheels on the back, which seem to be doing a hell of a lot of damage to the Fairley Road. If you really want a laugh, and it's not funny, but it's worth looking at, you want to stand on the cycle track by where they've been doing the works for the photo cell stuff in the field there and watch one of the double-deck buses coming towards you at a reasonable speed and see the way it lurches to one side as it goes down where the road's all sagged.
Mm.
It's interesting.
Can I just come back to the bit that we've just typed here, and we've got North Fairley Road. All it's come up with, it's highlighted 2014-2015. So what does that mean? Does it give you a specific date when it's being done, or a specific month, or is it just a case of...
It should give you an actual rough estimate of months.
So I've got to click on that, the one that's highlighted, the blue year.
Ian, they shouldn't be resurfacing that bit, should they?
No, they should be digging it up and redoing
it.
But
what I'm saying is, if there's going to be an alteration to the road to accommodate Island Harbour, then that will be being paid for by Island Harbour. So Island Roads should not be resurfacing that road for them to have to come and dig it all up.
No, I mean, they may well not do that particular section. They may do up to that section, pending, obviously, further inquiries regarding to what you've just said as regards planning and stuff to do with the harbour.
It says here, the postcode lookup will be updated by the end of 2014, October 2014, to reflect any changes to this programme. Does that mean they're actually going to do the work very soon then?
Well, if it says it on there between 2014-15, then the works will be carried out hopefully between 2014 and early 15, but they will update, and they do update them monthly.
Okay, excellent. Hey, look, Arthur, we've got to move on, but thanks for your call.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope he's got a few lorry loads of hogging to fill them holes up.
Thanks for being there.
Cheers now.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
We'll take one more call before we take a break. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian. It's Ali.
Hello, Ali. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. You're through to John. What do you want to ask him?
Good morning, Ali.
I'm guessing you want to speak to him and not me.
Yes,
or Bex.
I've just looked up on the website. Very nice of you to talk everyone around it. Made it a lot easier for you. Thanks for that.
That's all right.
I've just done PO30-3AJ, and I've just heard you saying that the main road through Arrowton has been marked, which it was marked possibly about 3 to 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's no work schedule there till 2018 to 2020.
May well be curbs. Have you had a look at the curbs, maybe? Footways, drainage?
Well, it sort of says carriageway works.
Yeah, at the top of the website, if you look where you've just logged into,
right.
You should have kind of boxes, and it'll say carriageway, footway, drainage.
Geotechnical,
street lighting.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And if you click on each one of those, what it would do is overlay a different colour which relates to that particular scheme.
Yeah.
Hang on, your voice went very deep then.
Did it?
Yeah. Sounded almost manly.
Well,
it's the way I've been singing
all weekend. Oh. Festival go, I see. Yeah.
Have you found it? What's geotechnical?
No, I haven't found it.
You found it.
What are you asking me for?
No.
Ask John, he knows.
Geotechnical schemes are like the schemes that they've done over Baldner Road towards Yarmouth Way. They're big schemes that basically help the structure of the road, especially where the Baldner Road used to be towards the ferry in Yarmouth.
Right.
They've had to shore up that entire section of road. That's a geotechnical scheme. Massive engineering,
like foundation
technical.
Upwards
yeah,
type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you found the thing you're looking for, Alison?
No, I haven't.
Go on, give me a postcode. P-O, what was it?
P-O 3-O.
3-O, yeah.
3-A-J.
3-A-J. Right, okay. Computer's thinking about it.
It's got Paisley Coombe down to be done 2014 to 15.
What did you look up? Carriageways?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm clicking carriageways.
Hazley Coombe was actually due to be done last September.
Okay, well, this is Hazley Lane, Hayes and Shepherd's Lane. That's not being done, but the one up the road is on the A3056. And again, this says that the postcode you're looking up, it will be updated by the end of October 2014.
That's okay. I just thought all those road markings, they're not going to last 4 or 5 years, are they, before
no.
they can do it?
No, right. I mean, road markings, again, is another issue. That's what Island Road's responsible for, all road markings, again. And a lot of people say, well, they've just done this road, they've remarked it, and now they're digging it up and putting a new surface down. Well, part of the road markings is part of what they have to do. It's part of the contract. There is no additional cost. If they go and mark a road up, because it's not up to a standard of the Department of Transport, and then dig it up the following week, that's not down to us. There's no financial implication to us for that. That's included in the contract. So people are saying, oh, what a waste of money. Well, it actually isn't, because that's part of the contract and they have to make the roadway safe. And if road markings aren't up to a standard, then they have to actually put them up to a standard, which means redoing it. And if they have to dig it up in 2 weeks' time, then that's down to the Island Roads.
Okay, John, while you're on the phone,
yep.
Can I ask you one more question?
Of course you can.
Rumours going around the Isle of Wight are that Island Roads get paid per meterage of resurfacing.
Right.
Which is why they're doing all the little roads rather than the big carriageways first. Is
yeah,
that
that's
true?
Not, no. They do get paid per meter. That is true. They do get paid per length. And the lengths of roads that they normally do is, and it's been brought in because of obviously the island being as it is as well, they do 250 or 500 meter lengths of road. And the reason why they do lengths of road is because there may be parts of that road that actually, as I said before, if you were listening earlier on, I'm not sure, that maybe have a base issue, which means that the top layer will start to deteriorate and the base will collapse. So there may be a section of road that's 250 metres long or 500 metres long that's actually really bad, but the other 125 metres to 200 metres actually is not too bad. So they'll only do that section. But the reason why they do some of the side roads first this time of year, especially this time of year, is they're not allowed to work on the major highways, as in the main routes, during the holiday season, simply because of the volumes of traffic that we have on the island.
Okay.
During the summer holidays. And some of these side roads and side routes actually will be used as diversion routes when they actually shut the main roads to actually resurface them. And in the current state, some of these side roads are in quite a bad and poor state of repair, and if you have the extra traffic on them, they'll just obviously create a bigger issue.
Okay.
Sounds your question, Alison.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Alison.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll take a quick break there, and we'll come back. We've got loads of questions here. Getting ready for some tricky ones. Some here I'm going to struggle to even read out.
Excellent.
You know. So anyway, it's 16 minutes to one. We're back after these.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Telephone them on 01983 240 240. The Mid-Morning Show, brought to you in association with the Care Learning Centre. CLC are a high-quality training provider, specialising in the delivery of traineeships and apprenticeships throughout the south of England. Call them on 01983 533 933. While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town. White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
White Office Equipment. We pride ourselves with being able to offer genuine inks from the major manufacturers at very competitive prices. If you can find the same ink anywhere on the island cheaper, then we want to know. As well as original ink, we also offer a range of competitive inks. We're at the High Street in Sandown, opposite Sainsbury's. Come and see us or call 400045. That's 400045. She's got the look.
White Harmony, the Isle of Wight's very own male barbershop singing chorus, will be performing at Ryde Seafront at the Isle of Wight Classic Car Show on Sunday the 14th of September. The chorus will be singing outside the Earlmount Batten Hospice tent at 12 noon and again at 1 o'clock and will include a variety of songs spanning the classic car era, including numbers originally performed by the Beatles, Elton John, The Drifters and from various musicals of that period. White Harmony really enjoy performing and we would love to see you there. The Classic Car Show is a fantastic gathering of all types of vehicles and all proceeds are in aid of the Earlmount Batten Hospice. So that's the Isle of Wight Classic Car Show, Ryde Seafront, Sunday 14th September. So we hope to see you there.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Vectis Radio IOW.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
So we've got John Gilby in. He's got some big title that no one can remember. We just say he's like in charge of the roads. Well, he helps out with the roads. And John's in for the next 13 minutes. We've got a load of questions we've got to ask you.
Are you
okay to answer?
Fire away.
I'd like to ask, when can I meet up with whoever is concerned to show them the nightmare of getting from A to B using a small mobility scoot when there's very few level access points and the ones that were done after my trips out with the last highways team some years ago now actually all been done wrong, so are a danger to everyone including elderly and as well as children and buggies, wheelchairs and scoots. I'm happy to give my time and knowledge freely to help them get it right. Have tried contacting Island Roads but no reply after several weeks.
Okay, again, like I said, normally the first point of contact should be Island Roads, by email, preferably, if not by phone. If you do either, you should get a reference number, which obviously relates to your inquiry. I'm quite happy if anybody has an issue like that. If they want to send an email in, by all means, copy me in.
Okay.
On the email, and I've got a copy of the response or the request, and obviously the response from Island Roads that's sent back, they will automatically copy me in again as well on the response given.
Okay.
So I don't mind doing that. It's not a problem. I mean, if anybody has a major issue, I'm quite happy to help them out if I can and deal with it.
Okay. How do they copy you in email?
Well, all they need to do is obviously Island Roads, whatever. I think it's Island Roads at. islawhite.com. I can't remember what their email address is off the top of my head.
What's yours?
Mine is jonathan.gilby at iow.gov.uk.
And there's an E in Gilby, is there?
G-I-L-B-E-Y.
Yeah, right.
And the first name is J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. So it's jonathan.gilby@iow.gov.uk.
Brilliant.
And please don't send me 40,000 emails. I'm quite happy. Like I said, I'm quite happy. If anybody has a major issue and it's an ongoing problem that they're having, they're not getting a response that they probably want, and they feel as though, hang on, I'm not actually getting anywhere, I need a bit of a hand here, by all means, drop me a line. I'm quite happy to do what I can for them.
Okay. Paul Freeman from River Way says it's a nightmare up there. Obviously, Paul, if you're listening, what you've got to do is you've got to go to the website, the Island Roads website now, and put in your postcode, and you do find out all the details. And if you don't know, if they don't come up, then obviously send them an email, and they
definitely
will get back to you.
Yep.
I mean, we all know how bad River Way is. I mean, it is horrendous. Angela says, I had a teeth-rattling trip from Newport to Bembridge this morning. The roads are a disgrace. They're worse than Park Road that need doing. Are they working their way across the island ad hoc? It seems like it. I agree with Carmel. We've already obviously explained
there is a reason why. Yeah, there is a logic to that. And like I said, some of these major routes, one of those obviously may well be the one that obviously the lady uses on a regular basis. And for that reason, they won't actually do them during peak times of the year.
Jean Taylor says Fairley Road could do with a bit of attention, as the main road to Ryden East Cowes is bad. It's all rutted. So again, go to the website, put in the postcode, and you'll see the exact time. Angela Cotton, most have only been faked up with dress top, so not rebuilt the roads as we were promised.
I don't think all the roads, from what I remember from the specs, all the roads won't be rebuilt. I mean, to rebuild a road, you have to take them down to the gravel underneath. Only certain roads have been done to that level because they've been deemed as ridiculously unsafe from a base point of view. I know Shanklin High Street, they actually went down 200 mil, which, you know, you're looking at nearly a foot. Mm. And that's a lot of tarmac that's got to come out of there. Because it was in such a poor state. And once they've rebuilt that road, I mean, that road's probably going to be good now for, I don't know, 50 or 60 years. But it was quite surprising. When you go down to that kind of level, you actually see what we are actually having to deal with on the island, and it's the road surface underneath. We were never, ever meant to have these kind of roads and carry the volume of traffic they were. I mean, Shanklin High Street, it's still got the cobbles underneath it. When they actually went down that far, we were down to cobbles.
Why couldn't we kept the cobbles?
Yeah,
then?
It'd be nice.
Yeah,
it's quite scary though, the amount of tarmac that over the years it's been put on top of each other. And
yeah.
Here's a question: Should places like Tesco and Morrison's chip in, and do they chip in with help for our island roads? Because, you know, basically our roads are not made for great big juggernauts coming
out
with stuff.
No, they're not at all. I mean, they do. I mean, obviously, when they build their stores, they pay quite a lot of money towards any highway infrastructure that has to be changed because of where they are. Roundabouts, you know, run-off roads, offshoots, etc. That's all comes out of their budgets. That we don't pay for that. Island Roads won't pay for
that. Is it a one-off when they move there and open up there, or do they do that on a regular basis?
No, it is. It's a one-off cost, but obviously there is an ongoing cost to maintain that road, which I wouldn't like to comment on that because I'm not too sure.
Okay, but it'd be interesting to find out because obviously in Newport, Morrison's have been there for over 20 years. It's Safeway's before. You've got Sainsbury's; they've been there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So we haven't had like a one-off big payment, and yet they keep coming over with the juggernauts. And I would imagine there's a fair percentage of the damage that on
they
on
are I mean
roads.
Coaches are getting bigger and bigger as well, you know. Some of these coaches are huge.
Is that something you would go down the avenue of finding out a little bit more? Because
it can be looked at, that kind of thing, definitely. But, you know, where would you stop the liabilities? I mean, coach companies, obviously, like I said, just bring huge volumes of people over here on coaches. And some of these coaches are massive now. I mean, one of the systems in traffic light systems in the junction of Victoria Avenue and High Street, Shanklin, we've actually had to rejig the configuration of the traffic lights, which actually allows now some of the larger vehicles, larger coaches mainly, to actually negotiate the High Street Victoria Avenue turning down to the old village because they're so big. I mean, there was one of the flats a couple of doors away actually lost its bay window 4 or 5 years ago because a coach totally took the entire bay out.
Crikey.
They're just too big.
But I guess you've got the other side of the coin, which is these coaches are bringing over people who spend money in the island economy. And I guess Tesco's must pay an enormous amount of council tax, surely.
Well, they'll pay business rates,
yeah.
We don't get all the business rates, by the way.
We should.
Yeah.
What about Whitelink and Red Funnel? Should they be penalised as well because they're bringing them over? Or is that being a bit harsh?
Well, I don't think we want to talk about
them,
do we?
I'm all for making people funny.
We don't want to talk about them.
Okay, all right. Mary says, roads in and out of Benbridge are pretty bad. And Shirley's got a question. Hi, Ian, could you ask John if the Island Roads are in charge of emptying the dog bins? The reason I asked is because the bin in the Chapel Street car park in Newport is not emptied until it is overflowing, so much that people are just putting bags on the ground and it's getting very smelly.
They are. Yeah, Island Roads do bins, yes.
Well, can you have a word with them about Chapel Street?
I will. I've logged that one.
Do we need to go in and put the postcode in and see whether they're actually going to do it? Or do they just
no,
do it?
I've logged that one. And you know, like it's one of those issues, again, at least, thank goodness, people are actually using the dog bins. I mean, it would be a lot worse if they weren't. So
it would.
You know, I do agree with that.
What we're trying to do here is obviously lay the foundation for you guys coming back in,
sure,
and doing stuff and just pointing out a few things. And it's not a case of, you know, we're going to step on a few toes and so on and so forth. We've all got to, you know, pass the information out there.
Yep.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, after this phone-in today, we're all going to be a slightly more intelligent when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'll give you a point. Last year, when Island Roads first kind of started, what used to happen down this particular road that I used to walk to work every Thursday, Friday it would have been, and it was really odd because you would see a man come down the road and he'd have some things to pick up the litter that was in the on the pavements, but the bin men haven't been yet.
No.
So when the bin men come along and take away, there's a bit more left because some bags are split. So I did phone Island Roads and just sort of said, hey, look, if you were to do it this way around, what are they doing now?
Mm.
The rubbish is removed and the guy comes down afterwards.
It's good they've listened.
So really, you know, it's up to us. If we see
it
something,
is, yeah,
we've got to bring it up. But we're too guilty of just moaning about something and having a go at people rather than trying to solve the issue.
I was just going to say, if people want to contact Island Roads, I've got their contact details here.
Go on, read them out.
The website is www.islandroads.com, and if you want to call them, it is 01983, obviously, 822 440, and they say that they've got a visitor centre at St Christopher House in 42 Daish Way, Newport, Isle of Wight. And that's open Monday to Friday every day from 10 till 4. And they said they welcome people to pop in and have
a
chat with them. So limited parking, so be careful with that. But, yeah.
Can I just say, if Bex's husband is listening, she needs an iPhone Super 6 size screen straight away, and one of those watches as
well. A watch.
Because then she'd be able to read it because it'd be much bigger.
Yeah.
Failing that, a new pair of glasses. That's the cheapest option.
Or laser eye surgery would probably be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Graham Bean says, I think the very busy and much used Skinner's Lane Highway is the best road on the island. Well done, Island Roads. One very happy motorist. That's from Graham Bean. And Jay says, may I ask that after the PFI deal, who now untimely owns the roads of the Isle of Wight?
I think
it's ultimately, not untimely.
Yeah.
Untimely. It's untimely. Yeah. See, can I borrow your glasses?
No.
Do you know what? You're right.
Who untimely?
Yeah. Can I just say, if Bex's husband, I need one of those as well.
We all want one, Simon.
Hey, look, that didn't go too bad, did it?
No. I, at the end of the day, like I said, I don't mind people having a scream and a shout. You know, we don't get it right all the time. And Island Roads, no, they don't. I mean, I've learned a lot in the last 18 months. I mean, I didn't know anything about roads initially. I've actually been out and I've actually resurfaced a couple with the machinery as well. So I've actually gone out and had a look at how they work. And
have you ever dreamt about roads, John?
No. No, I try not to dream about anything to do with council when I go home.
What's the
I have to try and switch off.
Yeah, what's
it
the
is
trick
difficult.
To switch off?
I don't know. Radox, that's it. Radox and a hot bath.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. When you look at members of the council, I would imagine that your job is probably. I don't know anybody else's that is going to be constant. It's constant.
Yeah, it's non-stop.
Let's have a moment.
I've got
roads.
Some lovely things in my portfolio that are probably the worst things that anybody could ever put in one particular paper. I've got all the best jobs, but I don't mind. You know, as long as stuff gets done and as long as I can do my bit to help people out there, if I can, I will. And I'm quite happy to get out there and have a chat with them, but I'll always do what I can.
Give that restaurant of yours a plug as well while you're here.
Paramount Shanklin. And all the girls are there. Actually, all my girls are very good. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So if they're listening, thank you for doing what you do. And allowing me to do what I do.
Celebrating 25 years next year.
Yeah,
yeah, we're coming to the party, John.
Yeah, hope you do.
We haven't had the invite yet.
No, it'll be in the post.